ladies and gentlemen, we take you now by transcription behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is the lineup.
Friend music.
Where'd you get the 51 Oldsmobile you were picked up in?
Well, That's a long story.
Well, cut it down. I'll be glad to listen.
I lived up in Oregon, you see. Portland.
Ben? And if they ever know.
Move down here, came in.
See you later, Quine. Nice to meet you, Mr. Fox.
Sure thing, Lieutenant.
Real nice to me, so I figured it'd be nice very tough for him.
What's up, Asher? Safety drugstore, 23rd and Slauson is held up, huh? Just one person did the job, woman. Got excited and shot the cashier. Doc Gerson doesn't think there's much hope for him.
Mm. They get a good description of her?
Well, the clerk thought he recognized her.
Now, where's the clerk now?
Out at the drugstore.
I was working over in the liquor department, right over there. This girl comes walking by, and you know, when you think you met somebody before, you kind of smile and speak.
Uh-huh.
Well, she gives me a real cold stare.
Are you positive you've seen her before?
Well, yeah, 95% sure.
Well, where was it you saw her before?
Well, I was out in Garden Grove. If it's the same dame, and I'm pretty sure it is, she was a stripper in a nightclub.
How long ago was this?
Oh, about a year and a half ago.
What was her name?
Well, I don't know what her real name was. They call her Babs or Brunette Bombshell.
Did anyone see how she got away from here?
Yeah, Ed. He works in the candy department. It's up front, right by the door. He said she ran out and jumped in a blue 47 Ford coupe. He didn't get the license number or anything. Ed gets real excited when something happens.
Well, we'd like
I don't blame him much. I was excited, too.
Yeah. Well, we'd like you to come down to headquarters with us, Mr. Wells. See if you can find a picture in the mug file. She may have a previous record.
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to. I guess the manager will let me off.
I think he will. We'll talk to him. You stick with Wells, Dave. I'll pick Cogger up and take a run out to the Blue Grotto. Are you the owner here?
Yeah. Nam Roselli.
We're police, Mr. Roselli. I'm Lieutenant Guthrie. This is Sergeant Cogger.
What do you want from me? I ain't done nothing.
We want some information on somebody we think used to work for you.
Oh, well, that's different. Come on back to the office. Very glad to help. Well, nice day, ain't it?
Sure is.
I wish I had time to play golf or something like that. You know, they ought to build a golf course with floodlights so people like me with school hours could play the game.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, sit down, fellas. How about a drink?
No, thanks. You?
No, thanks.
Okay, fellas, what can I do for you?
About a year and a half ago, you had a stripper working for you. She was called Babs the Brunette Bombshell, remember?
Can't say that I do. A year and a half ago, huh? No. Well, you know, I hire a lot of them dames. Got two working now.
Well, wouldn't your payroll record show it?
Well, sure, fellas. I ain't got nothing to hide. Let's see, a year and a half ago. Now, that would be,
October 1950 through January 51.
Yeah, that's right. I got the records right here. What'd she do?
Well, I'm not sure she'd done anything.
October, November, December, January. Well, you, think she's about to do something?
Here, Pete. You take these. Pull anybody with a first name, Barbara.
I don't keep any description of the girls. This must be something big, huh, Thomas?
Excuse me, boss. I got a call out here for Lieutenant Guthrie.
Oh, thanks, bartender. Guthrie.
This is Klein, Ben. Doc Gerson called. The cashier at the drugstore just died.
Oh. Do you have a family?
Yeah. Wife and 3-year-old kid. Asher went out to see him.
Right. Do anything you can for him. Thanks, Klein. Something big, Mr. Roselli. The girl we're looking for held up a drugstore and killed a cashier.
Gee, what do you know? Well, it don't surprise me too much. Like I said, they're a funny bunch, these strippers.
Nothing here, Ben. Clean as a whistle.
Okay, Pete. Guess that's all we can do here. Thanks, Mr. Roselli.
Yeah. Oh, say, if you don't mind a suggestion, I just got a great idea. Why don't you check with my booking agent?
Now, where is he?
Over on 14th Street, 743. Jerry Gold, nice guy. He knows every stripper in town.
Well, how do you do, gentlemen? What can I do for you?
Mr. Gold?
That's right.
Now, Mr. Roselli over at the Blue Grotto sent us.
Oh, yeah. Frank's a good friend of mine. What kind of talent do you need?
Well, we're looking for information right now. I'm Lieutenant Guthrie. This is Sergeant Carger, Police Department.
We'd like
some information on a girl that bills herself as Babs, the brunette bombshell.
Wow, sounds like a stripper.
Yeah, that's right. She worked the Blue Grotto about a year and a half ago.
Well, there's a big turnover in that kind of an act. Might have something in the file. Here, I'll take a look. See now. Jugglers, MCs, strippers, strippers. Here we are. There you are. You're welcome to take a look at them.
Yeah, Pete. Take care.
Thanks. Year and a half ago, huh? They should be right up in front here. I've only been in business in this town a little over 2 years. Excuse me.
Yeah, sure.
Anymore? What do you want me to do? Feed them? Well, if anything comes up, I'll call you. I'll call you. Goodbye, huh? Man's crazy. You got six St. Bernards. They do tricks. Thinks it's great. The size of stages there are in nightclubs. You couldn't get six St. Bernards on at one time.
Look at this, Ben.
Barbara Kane. 364 South Washington.
Let's see. Now that's her. I had a booking for her down in San Diego, the Yellow Parrot. She wouldn't go. Never heard from her since.
This is Sergeant Carger, Miss Kane.
Well, I'm not Miss Kane. I'm Jerry McMillan.
Oh? Well, do you know Barbara Kane?
Yeah, I know Babs. She used to be my roommate. Why?
We'd like to get in touch with her.
Was she in trouble?
We think so.
Well, I haven't seen her for 4 or 5 months, not since she got married.
Well, do you know where she lives?
Yeah, I guess she still lives in the same place. She and Joe had an apartment over on the west side of town. Just a second, I got it in my address book. Yeah, here it is. 1022 West Hamilton, apartment 4.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Miss McMillan.
You know, she's worthless.
I don't think so. I don't really know, though.
Oh, what's her name now?
Haynes. Mr. Joseph Haynes.
After they're married. Just up and left. Packed up, took the car and left.
What kind of a car?
It's a Ford Coupe.
Blue?
Yeah. Well, how'd you know? What's the matter? Is Barbara in trouble?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Haynes.
What'd she do?
We think she held up a drugstore, killed the cashier.
What? Oh, she wouldn't do anything like that.
Looks like she did.
Well, she was a little mixed up, but she wouldn't do anything like that.
You know where we can get a hold of her?
No, I don't.
Is the car registered in your name?
Yeah.
You know the license number?
Yeah, I got it right here in my key ring. It's 4Z27Y3.
May we use your phone, please?
Oh, sure.
I think you got to check on it.
Right.
Oh, but the car is registered to me. It won't have her address on the registration.
Well, that's all right. We'll put out a bulletin on it. The car license renewals were last month. Did you renew the license?
No.
Well, she must have renewed it then. She may have given a change of address.
I just can't believe that Barbara mixed up in something like this. Once in a while, she'd do some funny things, but something...
What do you mean funny, Mr. Haynes?
Well, I don't know. One day things would be great, and then maybe the next day she'd be down in the dumps.
Uh-huh.
She never seemed to be any too well. She had a lot of headaches. I don't know. I figured maybe it was me.
Just a second. Beth?
Yeah?
There's a new address on it.
627 East Lucas.
Okay, tell Larson to call Quine and Asher. Have them meet us there in half an hour. Tell Quine to check with records and see if there's a warrant on her.
Yes.
Larson. When would you get these headaches, Mr. Haynes?
Oh, no particular time. She'd get them and then she'd take the car and go for a ride.
See if there's a warrant on her.
When she came back, she'd be okay.
Well, Barbara, too.
Do you ever go with her when she did this?
Yeah.
Oh, no. She wouldn't let me.
You never knew where she went, eh?
No.
Well, okay, Mr. Haynes. Thanks a lot.
Well, I sure hope you fellas are wrong. I still don't think Barbara would do anything like you fellas said. I never could understand some of the things she did, but I sure don't think she'd kill anybody.
There's no record or a warrant out on us. Barbara Kane or a Barbara Haynes.
I didn't think there would be. You cover the front, Ash, and get the rear. Pete and I'll go in. Car isn't around, so keep your eyes open for a blue 1947 Ford Coupe. She's a brunette, 5'7". If she should come up, let her go in.
All right.
Check the girl first. Nuts. Okay. Let's see what the manager knows.
Not exactly the upper crust.
I'll say not.
What do you want?
Mrs. Rain?
Yeah, what do you want?
We're police officers.
I didn't call you.
We'd like some information on Barbara Haynes, apartment 8.
What's the matter? Did she do something?
You know where she is?
No.
Did you see her go out today?
I never pay attention to what goes on around here. I'm just the manager. I ain't no cop.
Well, we checked and she isn't in her room. We'd like your pass key, please.
What for? You guys ain't supposed to go in her room. What do you want from her? What did she do?
We think she held up a drugstore.
No fooling. You sure it's her?
We think so.
How about that? A criminal living here. Did she get away with much?
Not much. But she shot and killed the cashier.
Oh, my goodness. Wait till my husband hears this. He never did like her.
Couldn't we have your pass key, Mrs. Reed, please?
Well, I guess in a case like that, it'd be all right. Wait a second.
Think she's moved out?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Hey, think there'd be any shooting?
Not unless she starts it.
What are you going to do?
Wait in her apartment and hope she comes back.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd stay inside the apartment, Mrs. Reed, just in case there is trouble.
Don't you worry, I will.
All right, let's go, Pete.
Oh, my goodness, wait till my husband hears it.
Okay, lock it. Or she'll have to use a key. Mm-hmm. Okay, you take the bathroom. I'll start in here.
All right.
My car. What is this, a joke?
No, this isn't a joke, Mrs. Haynes. When you went for a ride, Were you in the neighborhood of 23rd and Slauson?
No, I went to the beach.
Which beach?
Cypress Cove.
What kind of a car do you drive?
A Ford.
What year?
1947.
What model?
Coupe.
Color?
Blue. What's all this about,
anyway? Did you meet anybody at the beach?
No, I don't have to put up with this. What?
From here, you drove straight to Cypress Cove?
Yes.
Did you go out to Slauson?
Yes, if you think I'm going to put up with your...
You said a little while ago that you weren't in the neighborhood of 23rd and Slauson.
I just drove to the beach and went out Slauson.
Did you stop anywhere on the way?
No.
You didn't stop in a drugstore?
No, I told you I didn't stop anywhere.
You said you were in the neighborhood of 23rd and Slauson, too. Your car was seen leaving the safety drugstore at 23rd and Slauson.
Well, somebody made a mistake. I'm not in any trouble. I haven't done anything.
Okay, have it your way. Let's go down to the station.
Let's go.
Suspicion of robbery and murder.
Why, you must be off your rocker. You mean I'm under arrest?
That's right. You're under arrest. Do you ever work at the Blue Grotto, Mrs. Haynes?
No. What's the Blue Grotto?
Oh, well, you ever in the entertainment business?
I was a dancer for a while. This is crazy. What are you guys after?
Why don't you tell us what you really did today, Mrs. Haynes?
Leave me alone. I don't feel well. I've got a headache.
You have a lot of headaches?
I didn't do anything. Why don't you let me go home?
Well, if you have a lot of headaches, maybe you ought to go see a doctor.
Tell me the doctor.
Well, then. So, Wells, is this the woman you saw in the store this morning? Yeah. Yeah, that's her. All right. You want to tell us about it now, Mrs. Haynes?
All right. And I did it. I had to have money. It takes a lot of money.
Get a stenographer, Quine.